Okay, someone saw me this week and said, "Oh, I know what you're going to start with." So I have to start with that. I don't want to put anybody disappoint anyone. Again, it's not Shabbos Shuvah, but again, it's always this is the topic that that story relates to, and that is the Maggid of Yerushalayim was giving a little between Mincha and Ma'ariv talk on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of Cheshvan, and he talks about Shalom Bayis a little bit, and he's discussing a few nuggets. And all of a sudden, he sees in the corner, he sees the Posek Adar, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He sees him sitting in the corner, and he's crying. He goes over to Rabbi Zalman afterwards, and he says, "You okay?" And he says, "You had to embarrass me in front of everybody?" He says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "I know I have a lot to work on. I know there's always issues, but in front of everybody, you had to talk about it and embarrass me in front of the whole Kehillah." And the Maggid writes that it took him years to convince Rav Issa Zalman that he wasn't talking to him. He was talking to, you know, the Hamon, he was talking to us. He wasn't talking to the Har Tzvi. Not the Har Tzvi, I'm sorry, Rav Issa Zalman, the Aven Azel. But he was a man who took everything to his heart. He was a man who was ready to grow. He was ready to strive. He was ready to do what he could do in terms of all areas, but including Shalom Bayis. So we usually use that Shabbos Shuva related. But now we're going to focus on the Shalom Bayis elements. Again, the importance of Shalom Bayis, of focusing on our relationship with our spouse, cannot be overstated. Both in Halacha and Hashkafa, you can spend just many, many pages of sources just about the importance of Shalom Bayis. We're going to talk about it for 1 or 2 minutes. But then we're going to try to be lemaisa, try to get some strategies, try to see implementation, you know, what can we do into our daily lives. Again, much of what we say here is not going to be chidushim, as the Masilas Yesharim writes. It's going to be what we all know, but it's good to review, it's good to chazer. And again, I'm with you, I'm no expert, I'm no wise man, but we're all trying to see together what the Torah has in mind, and what Chazal tell us in this crucial area of our lives. The Arizal tells us that the first question we're going to be asked upstairs regarding V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is about our spouse. Not about our neighbor, not about our co-worker, not about our kids, not about our parents. About our spouse. V'ahavta l'recha, your closest re'acha, re'yim ha'ahuvim, that we're told under the chuppah, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. How'd you do in that area? That's the first question. And even in halacha, this value of shalom bayis is doche, if we could use that word, outweighs other major mitzvos and values. We all know the halacha, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, source number one, amarava pshitali, ner beso v'ner chanaka, ner beso adif. Ner is chanaka, you have to sell the shirt off your back. You don't have ner is chanaka, you have to beg. You have to go and gather money. We have to make sure everybody's at ner chanaka. And yet, ner chanaka, ner Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos wins. Shabbos comes every week. What's the big deal? This Shabbos, I only have one candle. Let me night ner is. What's the nafkamina? Whether you get benefit from it or not. Shabbos you have to get benefit from. Chanaka you're not allowed to get benefit from. So which one? So the Gemara says, Rava says, right, this is Rava that the Rabbi Itan mentioned before, Rava's tfisa of Shalom Bayis, but he says, Ner Beso wins because of Shalom Bayis. That overrides. There's even an amazing Gemara, some of you might be, not a Gemara, a Medrash, which some of you might be familiar with, in Vayikra Rabba, source number two, the story of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was giving a shiur, and there was a woman who loved Rabbi Meir shiurim. Rabbi Meir, we would all love Rabbi Meir shiurim, but there was a woman. Rabbi Meir of Yosef Adarish B'Leili Shapsa. Every Friday night, Rabbi Meir gave a shiur. And it's clear that it was before the meal. That's pretty amazing that Rabbi Meir gave shiur, that anybody came to that shiur. But Rabbi Meir gave a shiur, and this woman came to the shiur. One Friday night, Havitam and Chada Itza Yatsiva V'Shamalei Tansa Medrasha Amtina Sadiyachsu Mi Medrash. And she waited to the end. It was exciting, it was Rabbi Meir. And she goes home, and her husband's waiting at the door. "Oh, hi, honey. Everything okay? Where have you been?" "I was at Rabbi Meir Shir. Where were you? I saved you a seat." "You're at Rabbi Meir Shir. The food's not ready. I'm waiting to make Kiddush. and you're busy at a shiur learning Torah, we're not saying this is halacha l'maisa, what should be done on a Friday night. But so the husband says, I swear that you can't be here and you can't get any benefit from me until you spit at Rebbe Meir. You spit in front of the Gadol Hador. I'm not interested in being married to you. Woman doesn't know what to do. She goes away. She goes back to her parents' house. The Medrash describes her friends realize they don't know what's going to be. Somehow, the Medrash says, Ruach HaKodesh. Rebbe Meir found out about it. Meir found out about it. And all of a sudden, the next women's shiur he was giving, he says, does anybody here, I have an eye ailment. I really need, they say saliva is the only medicine. The only thing that can help my eye. Anybody here? You. Can you please come here? Could you please help me? This woman, Rebbe Meir picks. And she says, What? And the mayor says, I need you to spit in my eye. And she says, I'm not spitting in your eye. I need you to spit in my eye. You're the Gadol Hador. I can't spit in your eye. Rebbe Meir gets down lower and says, please, 7 times. And she spits in his eye 7 times. And the mayor says, go back to your husband. Enjoy your chaye ishus. And the Talmidim say where it's underlined, Amar lo Talmid of Rebbe, kach mevazen es haTorah. What a bizoyon. A woman spitting in her eye, in his eye. This is Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir Balanes. Lo haya lecha lemeimar lechad minan lemilcha shlach. We could have spit in your eye. We at least learned Torah with you. We're Talmidim. Amar lehu, he says to his Talmidim, lo daya lemeir liyushav lekono. I'm no greater than God. I know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Detani Rabbi Yishmael, we all know the halacha, Gadol Shalom, Shashem HaGadol Shenechta B'Kedusha, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimach Alamayim, B'Shul HaHatol Shalom B'Nish L'Ishto. In the process of being Metaher, bringing a Sota, an Isha Sota, back to her husband, creating family peace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take my Shem Hashem, take my name, put it in water, the name gets erased. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name can get erased, I could be moichel on my kavod, says Rebbe Meir, in order to bring a husband and a wife back together. So the importance of Shalom Bayis being doche, Neres Chanukah, being doche, Kavod HaTorah. Look at more higher level than that. And yet, this is the value. So, let's get into some of the sources. 4 ideas. That's what we're going to have tonight. Really, 3 plus 1. But 4 ideas. And hopefully through this we'll be able to strategize together, come up with ways to keep the electricity. Doesn't matter what age and what stage we are at in our lives, as we'll see at the end. Even when we get very, very on Me'a V'Esrim, there's still excitement that should be had. And we should never look at it as a same old, same old. We have to do what we can to keep it chadash, to keep it new. Idea number one. Two, becoming one. That's idea number one. Two, becoming one. Says the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Ches. So what's number 3? Ki ad Rav Yehuda Rami, Rav Yehuda ask a stira. Ksiv, I have a problem, says Rav Yehuda, with the first parsha in the Torah. I have a contradiction. Ki ad Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksiv, Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'tzalmo. Hashem created man in his image, b'tzalmo, lashon yachid, in his image. Viksiv, Zachar and Akeva, Bira'am. He created them. Plural, Lashon Rabbah. So what did Hashem do? He created one being or two beings? One creature or two creatures? Says the Gemara, HaKetzad, Bitchila Allah b'machshava livros shnayim, Ulbasav nivrechad, Kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch originally, the plan was to create Adam and Chava. To create them both. Separately. But Hashem, in quotes, changed his mind. Obviously, it doesn't mean change his mind. It means that there's something that we're supposed to learn from the thought. There's something that we're supposed to learn from the maskana. Hashem thought to create us separately, but he decided, you know, I'm going to create you together. One being, Adam. That's the Gemara. But then what happened? Adam says, I don't have a pair. I've gone through all the animals. There's nobody that's my zug. Hashem says, okay, I'll split you. So he takes a piece of Adam, and now they're two. So ask the Marsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to create them separately. Together. But then he splits us right after we're created. So what are we supposed to think? Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind again? And then what happens? And then after Adam and Chava was split from Adam, then they come back together and get married. So what's going on here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create us together. Then he created us separately. So he created us together. Then he splits us. Then we come back together again. What's the message? And we might add, this is good Sheva Brachas Torah. Well, we're going to say, hopefully. But we say, Kigan Eden Mikedem, the bracha we give the Chasan and the Kala, one of them. It should be like Adam and Chava, Kigan Eden. What does Adam and Chava have to do with me? Explains the Marsha. Well, we're going to get back to the Marsha. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, explains Rav Aviner. They both say the same answer. And that is, let's look at a Gemara in Nida. Gemara in Nida tells us, Darash Rav Simloi, what Mahavla Dome Bimea Imo, to what is a child, a fetus, compared when he is in uterus? La pinkei shemukupa lumunach, he's inside folded up. Yadav al shnei tzda'av, shnei atzilav al bei akabosav. It's amazing to read this Gemara when the Gemara was written, way before any type of imaging of within the fetus, and before any type of ultrasounds and. It's amazing. It's exactly the picture of the baby. Folded up, the arms like this, the knees like this. Unbelievable. The Gemara was written 1,500 years ago. It's described here. Verosha munach lebein birkav, upiv satum, betibiro patuach. The mouth is closed, the belly button is open. V'yochel v'mashi'ima ocheles, v'shosim mashi'ima shoseh. Drinks from the mother, eats from the mother. Ve'namotzi rei, right? And he doesn't create waste. V'kivet shiatzal avir olam, right? When he's born, boom. The nose opens, what's open is closed, what's closed is open. Unbelievable. And at the end, umalamdino so kala tarakula. The greatest chavrusa a man ever has. He has, that's his first chavrusa. His first chavrusa. And there are sources that say, achamea ve'estrim, that's the chavrusa, that's the first angel that greets us on the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Our chavrusa that we had in utero. So we learn kala tarakula. V'kivat shabal avir olam, we come out to the air, ba malach v'sitra apiv, u'mishachal kol tarakula. A malach comes, gives us a little flick, we forget it all. There are two opposite questions that are asked on this Gemara. Two opposite questions. The first question is, if we could all be born like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we could all be born knowing everything, so why do we cause to forget it? So why do you make us forget it? So it'll be great. We know all of halacha, we will never have any shilas, we know everything. So the answer to that question is obviously, no, that's not the point of life. The point of life is you have to earn it. We have to work for it. We have to have a melus. But then they have the opposite question. And this is where Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Aviner come in, and that is, so why teach it to us in the first place? So if we're going to forget it anyway, so why teach it to us? And that's where the Marsha comes in. Says Rav Aviner, let's read him first, in source number 6. Even though we are caused to forget it, but that original Torah learning creates a certain connection, innate connection that we have to Torah. What we might call the Pinta L'Yid, which we might call that deep, whenever we hear someone like, we're like inspired, we're at a shir, we're at the kotel, we're driving somewhere, we feel like, oh, like the light bulb. Like what about Talmidim? Sometimes they're like, oh, I said that's a wumvart, right? That's connecting back. That's why we're taught kala tarakula in utero, to create a natural tendency, connection of every Jew to Torah. The farthest Jew, how does he inspired by it? Taken off the wall, as it said, it comes to a Shabbos meal, starts the Baal Tshuva process. Where does that come from? Because every Jew has that connection to Torah. Says the Marsha, the same idea why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman as one being. He wanted to create us as two. What does that mean? Because the godless of a marriage is that each half of the marriage comes with their own kochos, their own strengths, their own abilities, their own hashkafis, and they come in and they join together. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, that's why I want two. But if I would create them as two, they'd be so different, they'd never be able to get together, says the Marsha. Source number five. Ukesharasha Adam Kulo Ketatav Ein Olam Yecholis Kayim Kein. But so Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I have to create them together so they'll be one unit. Then I'll split them. So when they come back, they already have the natural tendency towards each other. They're already connected. They don't realize it. But they're each half a neshama. And when they come back together, it's exactly that. It's a coming back together. It's not something new. And the Ramban writes it as well. Ramban tells us on the Pasuk in Bereishis, Surah 7, 8, and 9, Alken Yazov Ishes Aviv Esimo, a man shall leave his parents. I don't know if that means once you get married, if you want to live with the parents a little bit, save some rent. Just says, you know, at least get married. Yazov Ishes Aviv Esimo, Bedavak Beishto, Vahayu Lebasar Echad. And you shall be one flesh. Basar Echad. What does Basar Echad mean? Where are the parents combined in Basar Echad? Says Rashi, through a child. Havlan Notzar al Yedei Shneihem. The child is a physical manifestation of the father and the mother. But says the Ramban, no, that can't be what the Pasuk means. Because all the animals also have that. And this is something unique to humans. V'hayu l'basar echad. Says the Ramban, one word. You know what Basar Echad means? The relationship. Animals don't have relationships. Even the animals that are monogamous, that have only one mate, penguins and others, they don't have a relationship. That's purely human, and that's Basar Echad. Says the Ramban, V'anachon be'enai, source number 9, Ki ha-behema v'achaya ein lehem dveikus b'nekev oseyem. They don't have that relationship, the dveikus. They mate, the Yelcholam, and that's it. But by Adam, Husam Bitivo, Bitoldosov, Leos Hazachara Mayhem Dvekim Binashoseyam. There's a connection. There's a unit. They're together. Two becoming one. Not two that are now glued together and they're still two. Step number one in our Shalom Bayis message, we have to view ourselves as half. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I mentioned this before, I was once at a wedding, and everybody used to fight over who's going to drive Rabbi Yaakov home. So finally, one Talmud got picked, he's going to drive Rabbi Yaakov home. So Rabbi Yaakov, like, you say, he finds out which Talmud it was, he finds his table at the wedding, he says, can I see your car? You want to see my car? Okay. Why does the Rosh Yeshiva want to see my car? He wants to see if it's, like, fancy enough for him, if he only goes in certain types of cars. Like Rabbi Yaakov asked. He said, okay. He goes out. I don't know if there was a valet or he went to get it himself. Anyway, he pulls out the car to the front. So Rabbi Yaakov's like, can I go inside for a second? He's like, yeah, sure. Rabbi Yaakov goes into the back seat and sits down. He says, okay, I'm fine. Okay? It's good. He said, Rebbe, what'd you do? I wanted to make sure there was enough leg room for my wife. He was a unit with his wife. It wasn't just him and her. They were each halves. The famous story of Aryeh Levine, that he went to the doctor with his wife, our leg is hurting. It's a unit. A colleague in yeshiva was telling me this week, got into this discussion, because he was giving a shiur, he says, you know, I meet a lot of talmidim that get married and come, and they all know this. One, two becomes one, we're a unit. We're a team. But he said, sometimes they just don't get it. Because they know unit, but who's the captain? We're a team, but who's the captain? Meaning, we're a unit, but I'm me, and everybody in the unit has to, like, fit around me. Like, this is when I go to work, and this is my learning, and this is my needs, and this is what I need to do, and we have to fit everything around that. So we're a team. Yeah, we're a team, but I'm the captain. That's not a unit. A unit is equating. A unit is halves. A unit is interested in finding about each other's days. We all have hectic, crazy lives. This is a radical idea now, but I'm going out on a limb. 5 minutes a day to sit and talk to each other. Without phones, without any devices. Right? We tell our kids to look at us when we talk to them. And we think it's chutzpah dik if they're doing things while we're trying to talk to them. But that's what they see us doing. Just 5 minutes a day. Speak to my wife. Speak to my husband. You know, how was your day? Tell me about your day. So what happened at work today? What happened at home today? Just to look at each other. What we think looking at each other is like for when we're engaged. Because we can't do anything else. We sit on the couch and we just look at each other. Right? That's like, oh, then. And then, like, then we, oh, that's when, then. And we're like, googly-eyed, then. Like, what? When was the last time we sat and we just gave each other 5 minutes without the kids and without anything? And we can't forget the husband-wife hats that we wear just because we have the father-mother hats. We have to remember the unit, and we have to remember to look at each other and talk to each other and focus on each other, realizing that we're a unit. Number one. Make the heat a little lower. Number two. Second idea. Again, they're all overlapping. Number two. Shalom Bayis is about giving. It's about Nisina. It's a quote here that I found online. It's exactly what, again, the previous year was about. Love is a verb, not a feeling. Everyday life wears away the feel-good side of marriage. Feelings like happiness will fluctuate. But real love is based on a couple's vows of commitment to each other and making sure that the focus is on the commitment. That's not on your page. Everybody's looking for it. Shalom Bayis is about giving. It's a very famous Rav Dessler in Kutras HaChesed, source number 11, where Rav Dessler writes, you know, many people, and most people out there think that, you know, they know where's the love? Thank you. Why don't I feel it anymore? Why don't I, you know, it's run dry, it's run out, I'm not as excited, not into it. So Rav Dessler tells us, most of us think, the more you love, the more, I love my kids, so I give them everything. I love my wife, so I buy her. I love and therefore I give. Says Rav Dessler, is just the opposite. You know why we love our kids? Because we give more to them than we give to anybody else. The more kishkas we put into something, the more we love it. If we're at work and we spend hours and hours on a project, it's our project. So we're going to be connected to that much more. Because the more we put into something, the more we give, the more we're connected and the more we love. Says Rav Dessler, source number 11. Hergalnu lachshov es hanesina letoldas ha'ava. We think that giving is a product of love. Ki lasher yehav ha'adam yitivlo. A person loves somebody and therefore they're going to be good to them. Aval asvara hashriya hi no. Ki yehava adam es primasov. There's some of me in that. There's some of me in where I work. If we want to be connected to something, we need to give to something. And the more we give, the more we love. Rav Hirsch even says that the word ahava, hav means to give in Aramaic. Aleph. Aleph is the anochi. Aleph, hav. I give. That's what brings love. It's the giving. And that is the key for all of us to a successful Shalom Bayis. If a couple is focused on Nisina, focused on giving, that's it. Then everything else will pale in comparison. The second that we focus on what we get out of the marriage, what we get out of the relationship, what's in it for me, what's Magia Li, then that's very dangerous. And even if I've had an exhausting day and I get home and I'm wiped and all I want to do is collapse and you walk in and the kids are going crazy and I got to give. It's not always easy to give. But that's the magic and that's the secret. And giving takes upon itself many different types of giving. Just to mention a few, again, trying to be very halacha lemaisa. At the most basic level, giving gifts, things, little nothings, but little anythings that makes the other person feel and realize that they were thinking of them when we weren't with them. Buying little things, it's never had a bad result. To try, oh, she doesn't really need this, he has one already, it's never a bad idea. Whenever we're anywhere, in a store, we see something that the other person will like, giving. But obviously there's much more than that. Number two, giving. Giving compliments. The Arche Tzadikim says, we all know there's an Isser of Chanifa, of flattery. Says the Arche Tzadikim, V'yachnif adam le'ishtam, Yishim Shalom Bais. No problem. Flatter her. Compliment her. More than others, spousal support is always needed. There's a need. No, even if a wife knows that everybody else thinks she's beautiful, she needs the husband to acknowledge it and to recognize it. You know, if my wife is sitting in a shiur, I'm going to hear everybody's comments. I want to know what she thinks about the shiur. Right? She's the biggest critic also, hopefully. She'll be able to be honest with me. But that need, it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks, that's secondary. The spousal support is so crucial. So giving of things, giving of compliments, giving, number three, of time. And this overlaps what we said before. Giving of time. Rabbi Frand, in one of his Sfarim, writes, our lives are so hectic today. Between work, carpool, schools, public activities, it is possible for a husband and wife to go days at a time without ever having time to talk. By the end of the day, all they can think about is finding a pillow to drop onto. Could all relate. But if they go too many days without sharing their aspirations, hopes, and fears, they may wake up one day and find that they are like two ships passing in the night. Little by little, they have grown apart without even realizing it, and have little in common anymore. Two people who wish to share their years together must share their days together. Share your days and you will share your lives. Starts with little moments, says Rabbi Frand. It's giving of time. It's giving to the person who is my closest reacha, the one that I need to give the most time to, but I have the least time for, but at least a little bit. Going away, going out. We need to make time for each other. Restaurants, just going away, just figure it out. We have to figure it out. And we could all help each other with the logistics and the technicalities. But it's something that we need to do, giving each other time. It's a story that I heard a number of years ago. I went to pay a shiva call to a cousin of mine in Petah Tikva. So he says, I remember your grandparents. My grandparents came here. They were here in the... I have cousins that came in the 30s, 1930s from Europe. My grandparents, after the war, whole Nassau, they came, they got out of it. They bribed their way out, whatever, not for now. So, but they used to do six months, Petah Tikva and Washington Heights. So they were very close to many of the family and the cousins there. So she says, I remember your grandparents in Petah Tikva in the 50s. Says there was only one air-conditioned place in the whole city, and that was the bank. So your grandfather and grandmother used to go shopping together. But what does it mean together? They used to go together to the place, and then your grandfather would say to my grandmother, you go to the bank, you sit inside, and I'm going to go to this store. He goes to that store, he comes back with the bundle, he says, okay, hold the bundle, what's the next store I got to go to? Goes to the next store. I never knew this story until like 2 years ago. And he said, no, they went shopping together. She stayed inside in the air condition. He went schlepping and bringing all the bundles back. But they spent their time together. And they gave. And there was an asina. And that is the basis for Shalom Bayis. Koach HaNasina. Giving of items. Giving of compliments. Giving of time. And one more. Giving of forgiveness. Small or large faults. Forgetting. Going to the store, you only went for one thing. You got six things, and you didn't get the one thing I asked you to get. Right? Small things, large things. The koach of mechila. There's an unbelievable dasakenim. Just saw it this week. In source number 14. The pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim. The pasuk tells us, U'basar basada treifa lo sochelu. Treifa, non-kosher meat. An animal that's, not non-kosher, an animal that, let's say you have a sheep. And it's treifa, that's shchita, but it's treifa. You're not allowed to eat it. Asa daraisa, lakelef tashlichun oso. Throw it to the dogs. Why the dogs? Okay, so we go back, they didn't bark, this week's parsha, v'yechras kelev l'shono. But why lakelef tashlichun oso? Says the Das HaKenim, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, source 14. Which dogs are we talking about? It must be, right, there was one of your sheep got injured. There was a wolf that came in and bit your sheep. The dog was supposed to be watching the sheep, right? We see there's always dogs going around the sheep to watch the sheep. So this dog, your dog didn't do his job, right? He let the wolf in, and the wolf bit the sheep. And what did the Torah say? L'kalef tashlichu noso. Throw the dog the piece of treif, or the piece of meat. Says the Das HaKeinim, Lo tehe kafui tova kinegdo. Shekshiyel lechat shreifa. Shetashlicheyu alav. Throw in the meat. He messed up today. But what about every day until now? What about the emunah that you have in them for the rest of the time that they're going to be your watchdog? Bischar sheshamrat ata shalo nitrifa. V'gam shomer odu acheros. Kichein derech ha'olam ha'amid klovim lishmarat son min hazaevim. Says the Das HaKeinim, you know what we learn from this detail of a pasuk, l'kalef tashlichu noso? We learn to keep things in perspective. We learn that if somebody wrongs me, what about up till now? What about from today till tomorrow? The power of giving forgiveness. Such a power. We mentioned a couple of years ago in a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, right after the chet of Adam and Chava, right afterwards, Hashem meets out punishments. Chava gets a punishment. Adam, everybody gets a punishment. What's the very next pasuk in the Torah? Right after that. Source 15. B'zeas apecha tocha lechem. Right, Adam, you can't sit home. You're going to have to work for a living. You're going to have to be worried about parnasa. The very next pasuk, pasuk chaf. Vayikra ha'adam shem ishto chava. Ki hi oisokem chal chai. Up till now, she's been isha. Now she becomes chava. Ki hi oisokem chal chai. And the next pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them clothes. What's the Hemshech HaPsukim? Right after one of the most major sins. I mean, what more could a wife do to a husband than bring death to the world? Right? There's not much worse things that can happen. And what's the very next pasuk? Adam says, it's all your fault. Doesn't say that. He does say earlier that it was, she gave it to me. Okay? Not for now. But right after the punishment, what does he say? He calls her Chava. Gives her a wonderful, noble name. Kihi Aisa Eim Kol Chai. He's able to look beyond what's in front of him. He's able to look beyond, I, what you do? You're the mother of my children. You're the mother of mankind. And I can recognize that. Kihi Aisa Eim Kol Chai. And what's the next pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're able to look beyond, so am I. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them close. The power of forgiveness, the power of giving forgiveness, when people don't exactly do what I hoped that they would do, it's even in the Navi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyahu tells us, the end of Perek Aleph, beginning of Perek Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy. You know what the pasuk says? Zachati lo chesed nu'urayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember you came out of Mitzrayim and you believed in me. I remember that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tries, kaviyachol. But it's all about giving. Giving items, giving time, giving compliments, giving forgiveness. Number two. Number one, two is one. Number two, giving. Koach HaNesina. Number three. Third idea. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. True love is what we call, or Shalom Bayis feelings that we should have, is Ahava She'ena Tluya Bedavar. It's not dependent on anything. Again, all these overlap with what we said before. But it's not because I receive any benefit. It's purely because the other exists. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, source number 16, Kol Ava Shituliya Badavar, Batal Davar, Batal Ava. Any love that is dependent on something, the item that is dependent on leaves, and the love falls away. V'she'ena tluya badavar, ena betela la'olam. And ena tluya, no, it's forever. What's the love? A tluya badavar, I'm known in Tamar, Rachmana Litzlan, and ena tluya badavar is David and Yehonah's son. Ava she'ena tluya badavar. But Aryeh Kaplan points out, in his Sefer Made in Heaven, which is, I think, his required reading for anybody who reads English, for any Chassan and Kala, Again, that sefer has in it, the wedding should be kosher. Right? It goes from the most basic, but it goes through the whole wedding process. It's a beautiful sefer. So there he writes, doesn't quote the Gra, but it's the Gra's idea. Whenever you want to know the true meaning of a topic, you go to the first time it appears in the Torah. Where's the first time that love appears in the Torah? The first time Av is mentioned in the Torah. Father and son. It's a parent love. By the Akedah. Hashem commands Yitzchak, commands Abraham, Kachna es bincha, sheyechitcha asher ahavta. That you love. The most perfect, pristine love, the Torah is telling us, is a parent and a child. The parent loves a child. Yes, we spoke about giving. But the parent loves a child not because the child gives anything to the parent, but just because the child exists. Rachmana Litzlan, if there is a child that cannot function properly, that was born in a state of tsaris, and a parent is just worried if the child didn't give anything to the parent, nothing, he was born like this, and they're in and out of the hospital all their lives. But the parent loves that child so much. Why? Because the child exists. That's it. And that's the ultimate. But the second type of love in the Torah is a couple. Is a couple. As we'll get to later on, Yitzchak and Rivka. It's Ava She'ena Tuliya B'davar. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told me that his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, told him, before he was going to Toronto, he said, I could say it for Shem Amro. So, like I say, he says when he's going to Toronto, he's meeting his wife. I'm not sure if he had met her yet or he was going, but he was going there. He said, yes, his father. He said, can you give me any secrets of Aaron Soloveitchik? So he said, I still remember it. He said, my father told me, when you start the process, keep your eyes open and your heart closed. And once the decision is made, close your eyes and open your hearts. When you start the process, the eyes are open. We're focusing. Is this the right person? Is this the one that I've shared values with me? Is this somebody that I could share my life with? Is this someone who we connect? Eyes open before getting emotionally involved. But once I realize that, then I close my eyes. There's no second guessing. There's no, this is it. This is my partner. This is my other half. And I open my heart. And that's Ahava She'ena Tuliya B'davar. That's Ahava that is not dependent. It's an amazing Malbim. I might have mentioned this a number of years ago in a Parsha Shir. The Malbim tells us that in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu was tricked, as we know. Laban pulls a fast one on him. Leah, not Rachel. And Yaakov now has to work for another bunch of years. And what does the Pasuk tell us? Vayavo Yaakov Rachel Sheva Shanim. Vayu B'yenav Kiyam Machadim B'Avaso Olson. This might have been before. But he works for Rachel. He thinks he's working for Rachel. And it was like Yam Machadim. Yam Machadim. What does that mean? It was like nothing. Quick. Ask the Malbim. If I love something and I can't have it, usually it's like time is even longer. Time goes slow. Let's say I love pizza. And I can't have pizza for a month. I'll be counting down the days, and it'll be like hours. How much time? What? 22 minutes? I can't wait. If I love something and I can't have it, usually it's like every day is like a year. But here's the opposite. The Torah says he loved her, so it went quickly. What do you mean he loved her? It'd be even longer. Says the Malbim. No. Most loves that we say, oh, we love something, it doesn't mean really we love something. If I say I love pizza, I don't love pizza. I love me, and pizza makes me feel good. So, it's Ava Atzmis. That's not real love. I love fish, right? So if I love fish so much, I shouldn't eat it. I should put in a fish tank and watch it and feed it. So when a person says they love something and they consume it, that's not real love. That's Ava Atzmis. That's their own, they love themselves. Real love is you love the other item because the other item exists. And you see the value in the other item. And once I recognize that, I'm like in awe. And so appreciative and looking forward that time goes by quickly. And Yaakov had that love for Rachel. He had that Ava, Avas Ha, what's his, the Malbim's Lashon, Source 18. Avas HaDover versus Avas HaCheshek. That's love. That's Ava She'ena Tluya B'Dover. It's an Ava that's not dependent on anything I get out of it. It could even be irrational at times. Like in the case of David and Yehonasan. where Yonasan was the next in line for the throne. And Yonasan befriended David and even saved his life. But that's Ava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. That's the example given. And again, applications L'maisa. We are different people than our spouses. We will always be different people. And the key of Ava She'ena Tluya B'Davar is to recognize that we are different and accept those differences. And how many times we look at each other and we wonder, like, why can't they just do blank? Why can't they just do three things at one time, like I do? Like, I could do three things. Just make the phone call while you're making supper, and why just do it? Just, we even hand our wives the phone as they're in the middle. We're just wired differently, right? Or why does he always make the same mistake? I asked him to buy this, and he bought that. Right, my wife said it's a common mistake. The kuzbra or the petrozilia, the bulgar, the couscous. I mean, how many times? There were four things there. I bought it. What do you want from me? No, that's not the right thing. You did this last week too. But we try. Like, put it, how many times do I have to tell him, tell her, put this away, close this one. So we all have to try to be in sync with the other person. But ultimately, we are different people. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one, but then separated us. And because we're wired differently, if we acknowledge that and just accept each other for who we are, Ava She'ena Tluya B'Davar, then everything becomes much easier to handle. And then when I was engaged, maybe even before, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, I was talking to him, he says, Shalom, he says, make sure you have your Shalom Bayis Sefer. He says, what's a Shalom Bayis Sefer? He says, there are going to be plenty of times that you're going to be ready to go to a wedding. You're going to be dressed, you're going to be done, and your wife's not going to be ready. Don't stare and pace and talk and do whatever. Just take out the sefer and sit down and learn. He says, it takes more time for women to get ready. Halavai, you should miss 25 chuppas. And not, if you're reading the Ksuba, maybe it's different, but halavai, you should even miss that. But to keep your Shalom Bayis. The Shalom Bayis Sefer. And we can all put that in because we're different and things take time and just the way it is. But if we're a team and it's all in the attitude, if we look at it as a team, so then it could be, as we say, opposites attract. Not dafka, total opposites. Another quote that I found. As most of us know, these differences can and do show up in a lot of ways. This is from Psychology Today. There's no denying the idea that something in us is drawn to people who counter some of our dominant inclinations with complementary tendencies. And while this can create some interesting challenges for some couples, these differences are actually the source of what is considered by many to be the source of the most important aspect of any successful relationship, chemistry. Chemistry refers to that undefinable quality that is the basis of the attraction that fuels the impulse to be drawn to another. So yes, there are differences, but we have to realize that those differences could work to our advantage if we acknowledge those differences and realize we didn't marry a clone of ourselves, but we married somebody to complement who we are and love them for who they are. Ava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. Recognizing that. So number one, it's about viewing ourselves as half a neshama to becoming one. Number two, it's about giving in all areas, in all types, in all aspects. Number three, it's Ava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. It's a love. We start with our eyes open and our hearts closed, but now it's all hearts. You can look and compliment her, but other than that, our eyes are closed and our hearts are open. And finally, number four, which is really connected to all three, and that is to realize that this is an avoda. And it's not something that happens automatically. And the couples that have wonderful marriages for 50 years didn't happen by itself. It happened because they were committed. It happened because they took the relationship seriously. Never to take anything for granted. There is a website, focusonthefamily.com. The grass is greenest when you water it. Successful couples have learned to resist the grass is greener myth, i.e., someone else will make me happy. They have learned to put their energy into making themselves and their marriage better with constant watering. It's an avoda that we have to focus on. And the fruits are unimaginable and infinite. And there's never a stop. The Gemara tells us, we know in Yevamis, Rashi quotes it, Allah Torah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, you're going to have a child. He says, really, I have a child? I'm so old. And my wife, oh man, believe it, my wife is also very old. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Sarah and says, Sarah, you're going to have a child. And what does the Gemara say? Source 19, Gadol HaShalom. Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu shina bo, demei ikara ksiv, va'adoni zaken, ulubasov ksiv, va'ani zakanti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in a little shalom bayis, he leaves out some of the picture. He leaves out that Sarah says, oh, he's so old. He just says that she's so old. They were 199 years old, respectively. And yet, Hashem was still worried about their shalom bayis. Yes, people live longer then, that's true. But even after a century, still Shalom Bayis is an issue. And the Torah recognizes this. Even in the midst of Shana Rishona, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us in source number 20, the Torah demands Shana Rishona because, as was mentioned earlier, a building requires a solid foundation. And hopefully at the beginning of our marriage, we have a little more free time, and we need to spend that time extra. Shana Rishona doesn't mean like, you don't have to be home every night after Shana Rishona. Shana Rishona is a good message for life. But the Torah knows it's an avoda. And the Torah knows it's a process that continues and continues. And it's not something that we ever could take for granted. The Pasuk tells us, when Yitzchak brings Rivka into his mother's tent, source 21, Vayivar Yitzchak ha'oel Sarah imo, Vayikach les ishto es Rivka vayitilo leisha, Vayehaveho, and he loved her. There's the husband-wife love. Vayinachem Yitzchak acharei imo. Isn't it interesting, Esther Hirsch, that it says, Vatihilo leisha, and then Vayehaveho? Don't you like fall in love, and then you get married? The Pasuk says just the opposite. They got married, she brought her into the tent, and then they loved each other. Says Rav Hirsch, because marriage is not the end, but it's just the beginning. As was just said before, so beautifully, we wish the couple to build a bayis ne'eman, but it's not yet a bayis. We've given them some raw materials, but that's how our lives have to be. Says Rav Hirsch, love is only supposed to grow. Says source 22, Kechol shehosifo lihiyos ishto, kach gavah ahavaso. The more she was his wife, the more he loved her. Kedugmas nisuin elo shel haben hayudi harishon, just like the first ben hayudi, the firstborn Jew, Yitzchak Avinu, the firstborn Jew, kein nos hadim hanisuin, so too the ben are all marriage. Rov hanisuin biYisrael lo yisod hatshuka, ela al pi hashikul hatvuna. Right, it's not romantic love, but it's real, strongly based, something that can last. And something that grows. And it's an avoda. And the more we give, and the more we spend time, and we make time, again, separate away from the kids, that needs to be there. And it's good for the children to see that the parents need time away and need their own private time. Because that'll teach them how to have their own relationships as well. But these are some of the secrets. Again, we can all come up with our own secrets. A couple once came to the Kashrus of the Magid, said that we're having some Shalom Bayis issues. He says, yeah, please. He says, they're screaming at each other. They came into the office. They're like, we're having Shalom Bayis. He said, calm down. Sit down, relax, have a drink. Tell me, what's the problem? He says to the woman, you want to speak first? She says, yeah, I can't live with it. I can't deal with it. What can't you deal with? She says, in my house, my Zayda and my Alta Zayda and everybody, we have Kugel the first course. The first course, right after Kiddush, Challah, boom, we have Kugel. And my husband wants it at the end of the meal. And the husband starts screaming, in my family, my Zayda, my Altas, we have Kugel the last course. You build up, Achron, Achron, Chaviv. Right before, right after, Kugel. So they're screaming at each other. The Kashrus HaMagid says, quiet, listen. I have an idea. I have an idea. Make two kugels. Make two kugels every Shabbos. One will be the Shalom Bayis kugel. And they said, oh, whoa, go nuts, unbelievable, the Rebbe saved us. And from then on, they made two kugels. And the only machlokas was between them, which was the Shalom Bayis kugel and which was the real kugel. But that didn't matter. But we have to do whatever we can in terms of strategies ourselves to come up with our own Shalom Bayis kugels, to come up with our own Shalom Bayis sefer, to do what we can in terms of looking at each other as another, as a half, in terms of giving, in terms of avashin and tuliba davar, in terms of an avoda, and to remember, and with this I'll close, to remember how it all started. The Rambam tells us, I didn't give you this, but the Rambam tells us in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us, Kenei lecha chaver, get yourself a friend. The Rambam tells us there are three types of friends. Three types of chaverim. He quotes Aristotle. He quotes three types of chaverim. Shlosha sugim. Number one is chever l'toelet. What's chever l'toelet? Hu kegon chaverot shnei ashutafim uka chaverot ha-melech u-tzva'o. Two people that are separate and they kind of need each other to perform a function. Right? But they're not like connected. In that way, they're connected, but they're connected like they're two soldiers in the army. That's one level. Chever l'toelas, to achieve a toelas. Number two, chever hana'a. What's chever hana'a? He splits it up into a few categories, but basically a friend. Somebody to confide in, somebody to share with, somebody makes you feel good, emotionally, physically, psychologically. Somebody you enjoy being around, like a best friend. A best friend, that's this category. That's great. All of these are great. But then there's the highest level. Chaver l'dvar na'ala. A chaver with an ultimate purpose. What is that? Says the Rambam. Where you have two individuals who have common goals, common dreams, common aspirations, and they want to achieve those dreams together. And the Rambam says there, that's a Rebbe and a Talmud relationship. But it could definitely be extended to a husband and wife relationship. The goal of our lives, together with our spouse, is to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be true Avdi Hashem, to be able to be a dugma ishit, the models for our children, the models for everyone around us. But to remember, that's the goal. We could be all of them. We are all of them with our spouses. Hopefully we're toales, we have a function we got to do. We're hopefully each other's best friend. Chever hana, but chever l'dvar na'ala, the chever with a common goal, a common dream, and that's what binds us. And if we could do that and hopefully keep that goal in mind, then ultimately, like Rav Issa Zalman started off by trying to inculcate and imbibe these messages, these values that we learn from the Torah, from Chazal, Hashem should bless us to find the right chachma and siyata d'shmaya, to be able to have his name, Ish V'Isha, Shechina B'Nehem, to bring his name into all of our lives and bring Shalom Bayis in our homes, and Beit Hashem bring Shalom Bayis in his home with the Beis HaMikdash Meir of Yameinu.